Through faith, thou hast justified the ancient forefathers, O Christ our God, and through them thou hast espoused and advanced the church, set apart from the Gentiles. The saints rejoice in glory because from the seed of their forefathers has come forth the glorious fruit, who gave thee birth without seed. Through their intercession, O Christ God, save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Armed with God's invisible power, you shun the adoration of man-made idols, a thrice holy children. Strengthened with this power beyond words, you stood in the midst of a devouring fire and called upon God, saying, Hasten, O merciful one, and speed to help us, for thou art good and hast the might to do as thou pleasest.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carbicles, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 30th Sunday after Pentecost. Luke 18:18-27. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, Who then can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Today's gospel deals with eternal life. Every Christian must come to terms with the necessities of eternal life. Jesus reminded the rich man of the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. In our sinfulness, we can violate these commandments in more ways than are readily apparent. We can approach the commandments with less than wholeheartedness. Jesus told the rich man to sell all that he had and distribute to the poor. The rich man was directed to follow Jesus Christ. This man was greatly attached to his possessions. He was sorrowful to learn he had to give them up. How attached are we to the possessions which keep us from Jesus Christ? How attached are we to the activities which keep us from Jesus Christ? How seriously do we want to enter the kingdom of God? In the Gospel of St. Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ said, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus Christ knows full well where our treasures are. He knows the values we hold secretly in our hearts. He knows our aspirations, our actions, and our intentions. Each day is an opportunity to adjust the course of our life. Each day is an opportunity to return to the path entered at Holy Baptism. Each day we can choose to follow Christ for the rest of our lives. When we are tired, when we have reached our limits, when we have nowhere to turn, we have Jesus Christ. He has a permanent message for us. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. We remind ourselves each year on Holy Friday of the supreme sacrifice of Christ. Each time we cross ourselves, we bear witness to the cross of Christ. The cross is our guide and is powerful each moment of each day. The sorrow which comes from being attached to possessions which keep us from the heavenly kingdom can be alleviated by the cross of Christ. If we yield ourselves to the way of Christ, if we take definite steps to follow Christ, the sorrow will be replaced with joy. Our Lord said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Risk is involved in following Jesus Christ. We must be willing to believe in Christ, in the certainty of his teachings and his presence. To fully realize and experience the benefits of Christianity, we must be willing to live the Christian life as taught by our Lord and expressed through the Church and the lives of the saints. We take on the name of Christians at Holy Baptism and Chrismation. Throughout life, we are called upon to live up to the name Christian, to honor the responsibility which comes with it. We are to be mature and mature throughout our life in Christ. A sense of aggressiveness and initiative is required of each of us. Having been baptized, we are in a state of knowledge about Christ. We have an abiding responsibility to put that knowledge into action each day. The love of Christ will warm our hearts and provide the reassurance we need during each feeble step we take. Christ is present and will lead us. We need to listen, to hear, to look, and to see. Blessed Theophylact, commenting on today's gospel, said, "For in truth God is good, and the source of goodness, and the first cause of goodness itself." May we cling to the vision of God's goodness. We will bring our lives into conformity with that vision. With God's help and guidance, let us live according to the holy commandments, the teachings of our Lord, and the way of the precious and life-giving cross. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. We want to mention the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Mission in Fairmont, West Virginia, where services are held twice monthly. For information on the mission and dates and times of services, please call the St. George Church. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA, for directions or times of daily services, or for information on the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Mission, please call
724-966-7428.
Parish priest is Father Rodney Torbert. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.